Well, good morning. This is Matt from the Haywood Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of July 17th. Steve Suman prepares this report for us. This week's forecast looks like a mix of rain, thunderstorms, and sunshine. Right now, it looks like our best days for getting outdoors are Tuesday, Friday, and Sunday. But you got to go prepared for anything with this weather, don't you? I feel like an ant that wandered onto a battling tops game. The Birchwood Lions Club Bluegill Festival is this weekend. It's Friday through Sunday, July 21st through the 23rd, so grab your family and friends and come visit the Birchwood area. Attractions include live music, fish fry, pancake breakfast, beer garden, bake sale, crowning of the Bluegill Queen, craft market, indoor and outdoor church services, a parade, cash raffle, medallion hunt, and so much more. For more information and a schedule of events, go to birchwoodwi.com/bluegillfestival. Or you can just give them a call, 1-800-236-2251. The 63rd Annual Lumberjack World Championship start at 4 p.m. Wednesday afternoon, July 19th, and they run through 8:30 p.m. Saturday, July 22nd. You can grab dinner from one of the food trucks, visit unique vendors, or have a drink in the Swinging Axe Beer Garden. This international competition showcases the best sawing, chopping, speed climbing, log rolling, boom running, and more, offering great family fun. See the event schedule on lumberjackworldchampionships.com. Make plans, purchase tickets, all from that website. For more information, you can go to lumberjackworldchampionships.com or you can call them, 715-634-2484. All right. On to the fishing report. Muskie action is good and consistent. Anglers are seeing some big fish and catching numerous smaller ones. You want to focus on weed beds, shallow structure in weedy areas, rock, and concentrations of baitfish and panfish in 8 to 22 feet of depth. Smaller bucktails, crankbaits, gliders, and topwaters are very productive. Try trolling when the temperature's warm. Walleye fishing is fairly good. Best success is coming in early morning and late evening into dark. Electronics can help you identify suspending baitfish, deep weed edges, rocks, and hard to soft bottom transitions that can hold fish. Go deeper during the day, shallower in low light hours. Leeches and crawlers on jigs, Lindy rigs, harnesses, spinner rigs, and bottom bouncers work well, whether you're drifting or trolling on long lines, and crankbaits and stickbaits will catch them too. Northern pike fishing's good to very good, but mostly for smaller fish at this time. Shallow weeds and areas of baitfish and panfish concentrations in 4 to 12 feet adjacent to deeper water will hold pike. Live bait, bucktail, spinners, spinnerbaits, spoons, swimbaits, stickbaits, and crankbaits are all catching them. Go bigger and deeper for trophy pike. Largemouth bass action is good to very good around weeds, weed edges, weed lines, wood, lily pads, slop, and sandy shorelines. Your productive baits include live bait, spinners, spinner baits, various plastic configurations, drop shot rigs, swim baits, and topwaters and weedless frogs. Smallmouth bass fishing is fair to very good. You'll find them on deep structure such as weeds, rock, wood, stumps, and hard to soft bottom transitions. Some smallmouth are in thick, shallow weeds. The most productive offerings include live bait, Ned and drop shot rigs, tubes, deep crankbaits, and topwaters. Crappies are challenging anglers in a lot of ways. Look for crappies on cribs and deep structure, in basins, and on bogs in the evening. Your baits of choice include crappie minnows, plastics, garland mayflies, and gulp baits on jigs or plain hooks, underslip bobbers, and beetle spins. Bluegill and perch fishing is good, pretty stable. Shallow water dock anglers are catching mostly smaller fish. For bigger bluegills, you want to work baits near the bottom of mid-depth to deeper structure. Best baits include waxies, leeches, leaf worms, crawler chunks, and various panfish plastics on jigs or plain hooks under slip bobbers. Okay, on to some upcoming events. July 30th, the Northwoods Bass Anglers are holding the Big Chip Open Tournament. If you want to know more or you want to register, text 405-227-1789. August 1st is the full moon. It's also the application deadline for bobcat and fisher permits if you want one of those. Jack Pine Savage Days is coming up August 4th and 5th in Spooner. You can find out more about it if you call 715-635-2168. The Hayward Lakes chapter of Muskies, Inc. is holding a kids' fishing day based at Black Iron Grill on Highway 77 on August 6th. It runs from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. To find out more about it, call 715-634-4543. Your application deadline for bear and spring turkey permits is coming up August 10th. Sawyer County Fair, August 17th through the 22nd. You can get more information by calling 715-699-2022. The Sealy Lions Pre-Fat Bike Race is August 19th from 9 a.m. to noon. Hayward Bass Club's holding a free youth bass tourney at the Landing Resort on August 20th. It goes from noon to 4. More information at 405-227-1789. The Hayward Bass Club's also holding a benefit tourney at the Tiger Cat Flowage Black Iron Grill on August 27th. It goes from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. To find out more or to register, text 405-227-1789. August 30th is another full moon, and that's a blue moon, which means two full moons in the same calendar month. If you want to know anything else about what's going on in our neck of the woods, go to haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com, where you can see our mighty fine calendar of events. If you have a question, call us down at the office. The chamber number is 715-634-8662, and the Hayward Lakes number is 715-634-4801. That's all I got. Let's get outside.